Special mini series with AB Talks and Red Bull. I sit down with Max Verstappen. Hope you enjoy this interview. And if you want to see the video version, just go to my channel on YouTube.
Maximilian Verstappen. Correct?
Yes, not many people call me like that, but
Because
my full name.
I just found out, like today I was randomly going through YouTube. I'm like, pretty cool. Like it's a full name or Max, of course. But I'll start with truthfully, how are you?
Yeah, good. I mean, pretty relaxed and ready to go for the weekend, of course. But in general, yeah, pretty chilled.
Overall in life, happy, chilling.
Yeah,
that's good.
Live day by day, just enjoy it.
So I'm guessing you're the type that doesn't like when some interviews they ask you, "What's your 10-year plan and 5-year plan?"
Like you don't know.
Yeah,
it changes every month.
I think yeah. It changes nearly every week, maybe.
Yeah. So okay. I don't pay too much attention to it.
Mm. You're the youngest F1 racer to compete at 17. When I don't know if you really comprehended it. Did you feel overwhelmed? Did you feel it's just another day?
Well, it was my dream, of course, to be in Formula One. So once I got the opportunity to do it, I honestly couldn't wait. And I never really thought about the age difference or being so young. For me, it was just great that I got there so early. Because, of course, the earlier you can start, the better. Because it's always been your dream. So the sooner you arrive there, the more you can enjoy it.
Hmm. So you feel you've comprehended it? Or you're still like in the buzz?
No. It's now just fun. It's my dream, of course, but also I think over the years, from first getting that excitement starting, I think now it's your job and you want to do well. You want to win races, and of course, hopefully one day you can win the championship.
Mm. Okay, you have this Max. You have this sticker that you're fearless.
Yeah, for most things. Yeah, in racing for sure.
So what are you afraid of?
Sharks,
okay.
Big spiders, the small ones are fine. And snakes, I really don't like.
Yeah, I don't like reptiles. Mm. I never did.
Yeah, crocodiles, I also don't really fancy that much.
Mm.
Yeah, those kind of things are a bit scary.
Okay, but in the work, no.
No, I mean, there are not many scary things.
Like before a race, do you get that buzz, that little... You know what I mean? I used to play football, and before a big game, I wouldn't say I was nervous, but I would be like, you just want
more
to...
like fired up.
Yeah.
You are ready to go. For me, there's always the heart rate goes up a bit, and I just feel more ready.
Mm.
But for me, that translates very quickly into just like get on with it. Like I want to get racing. That's what I like.
Mm. Why number 33?
Well, actually, my favorite number is 3, but it was taken already by Daniel Ricciardo. So
yes.
I couldn't. But then I was like, you know what? I'll just add another 3 behind it. It's double luck.
Easy solution.
Yeah. And I think at the end of the day, it worked out better, having 33.
You think so?
I think it looks cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. I think 3 is a cool number. I'm born on August 3, so maybe
I like the shape of the 3.
Mm. Okay. I know that your racing is in your blood, both sides, right? Mom and dad. How is your relationship with your family, your mother, your father?
Yeah, it's really good. I think, my parents, my dad was very close to me for racing in general. He was always preparing my go-karts. We were traveling to the races. He was preparing my engines as well. So he was, of course, always very, very involved. He was my driver coach, if you can call it like that.
Mm.
And my mom, she was always the supportive one. She would never come to me and say like, oh, you have to do this and this. But yeah, she would always, of course, be very nervous before a race, and she would try to come and watch as much as possible.
It's interesting you said that she would just let you do what you were doing, because, you know, with a lot of parents, they don't do that.
Yeah.
A lot of parents are very, I would use the word selfish, in trying to determine what their children become. You should be an engineer or a lawyer or, and very few parents care what actually makes their kids happy. So you think your parents let you flourish in what you like?
Yeah, well, first of all, I was 3 years old, I think, at the time, or four, just four. And I called my dad, I said, I want to start driving a go-kart. And he initially said, no, we have to wait until you're 6. So my parents, they never pushed it. So at 4 and a half, I had my go-kart. I just kept asking for it. But I think that is the most important. The parents, they shouldn't push you because, one day, I think you will stop enjoying it. Because if it's not your real passion, you are not going to succeed at the highest level.
How did you know it's your passion? Because you're lucky. You're one of the not very high percentage of people find their passion early. A lot of people find it at 40, 50, whatever, right?
Yeah.
You found it early.
Yeah.
How did you figure that out quickly?
I loved racing. It's not only four wheels. I also loved two wheels. So when I was like 7, 8 years old, I was also racing on two wheels. I tried all different kinds of sports, you know. So, and also at one point, I think you realize quite quickly what is the best sport for you in terms of talent.
Yeah.
So I stuck to four wheels. And I loved, you know, the adrenaline and then also competing and winning, you know, trying to beat the other people, trying to stay ahead. For me, that was, the biggest satisfaction at the end of the day.
Okay, we'll talk about that specifically. You're labeled across the media. I'm not even a fan of traditional media, but that's another story. As, you know, courageous, reckless, crazy, fearless. So many, you know, different stickers that people like to put on different people, right? Do you think that people don't understand Max or misunderstand who you really are? Not only racers, I mean, in general. Do you think they get you or that's
no,
your edge?
They never will because they don't know how I think and how I work because they've never been close to me, you know. So I think there are only a few people know how I am. And it's, of course, very easy to judge.
But, correct.
I think from my side, also, you shouldn't listen to that. I mean, everybody has their own opinion. So for me, that's fine. But what for me is the most important is that I just focus on myself and that I always try to get the best out of myself.
And do you think that's your advantage, that you have these characteristics that you don't care what they think?
I'm not bothered, no.
Yeah, you know, I think that's, I can relate very much.
You just have to focus on yourself. You just have to trust yourself and work with the people who actually know you and the people you can trust at the end of the day. And I think that is the only thing what matters. And, you know, whatever other people think about you at the end of the day, that is their opinion. And that's fine. Everybody can have their own opinion, but you shouldn't get distracted by it.
Do you trust easily?
No, not easily. I mean, you can't just trust a random person walking in, you know. So you always need a bit of time to really see who or how they are behaving. But I think from the start, you have your friends around, your family around, and you experience a lot of things together.
Correct.
So you know exactly who you can trust and not.
And do you think the fact that, you know, I saw the show on Netflix to educate myself, like maybe last when it first came out. And it was interesting, like it's a completely different world. It's not my background. And I'm like, a lot of them see you as this upcoming, you know, star that's gutsy, young, fearless. Do you think the other racers are intimidated?
Yeah, well, you know, the problem is they will always position you in the way they want, you know, so whatever you say, they will try to make you look reckless or trying to make you whatever fits the story of the series, right? So I never really liked that. I prefer to just have a one-on-one interview to the person who would like to know me because, you know, in a series, it's all about excitement and it needs to be exciting, right? So they position you in whatever fits to the episode. So for me, that never really works. And I think also, things are, you know, you're interviewed and they use the words also under different circumstances. So it never really fits, but it fits the series. So I don't think it was the real me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. This is cool. How would you describe you?
I'm just easygoing and I'm very determined to win. And I would like to do everything for it. Because it's my life, it's my passion. Sometimes it might, you know, seem arrogant or whatever, but I'm there to win, and this is what I love to do. I would do anything for it, like I said. So, I don't think I show a lot of emotion as well. I just
join the club.
Yeah, I just like to, you know, I like to be just myself, and I speak when I need to speak, and if I don't have anything to say, I won't say anything, you know. So. Everybody is different. Everybody works different. But for me, that seems to work the best.
I read, Max, that you said love at first sight is possible. Okay? And I'll tell you the alternative side of it. So I heard another interview about, I don't know, it was an expert in relationships, right? And they asked him, and they said, do you believe in love at first sight? And he goes, no, no way. So they're like, okay, can you explain why? And he said, because love is based on two things, respect and trust. How can I see somebody like randomly and say, hey, by the way, I trust you and I respect you? So that was his explanation. So I thought, I'll bring the other side to your sentence. Do you agree with him that maybe it is something that's difficult to be at first sight?
But yeah, it's first sight, does that mean like you see her, you spend a little bit of time, is that first sight?
No, I mean the typical Hollywood look, style, like you're just in the supermarket, you're like, yeah, that one.
I mean, of course, you know, it can be interpreted in different ways.
Yes, correct.
Probably not. I mean, if you see a random person walking on the street, it's not like, oh, I'm in love, you know, never works like that.
Maybe when we were 12 or
yeah, but is that love or is it just...
I'd call it baby or puppy love, maybe.
Yeah, something like this. Like a dog, you know, little puppies, they fall in love.
Yeah, quickly.
Then, and then after a few years, they actually think like, who are you? No. No, I don't think so. And also...
So you agree with him?
Yeah. Honestly, I don't really think about those things.
Okay.
It just happens. If it happens, then
true,
you're together with someone. If it works out, it works out. You know.
Mm. There was another statement. I like to hear your side. That's what whatever I read online, I want to ask you. I don't care what they say. So it said that when you're asked if you had a role model growing up, you're like, no, I never did. And I relate because I get asked that question so many times and I never had. So I'm like, I honestly didn't. Is this also the same answer? Is it accurate what you said?
Yeah, I just don't like to be like someone else. I never had an example. Like, I also never understand why people want an autograph or a picture.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they're nice and they ask for pictures, but
I
don't know. I don't have that with someone else. Well, when I was little, I never had a poster like hanging around. Like, I mean, I appreciate everyone's success, but I don't need to be exactly like them. Or I never had that sensation of, oh, I want to be like him. I said, no, I want to be me. I just want to have my own success.
That's very interesting.
And, of course, my dad was a big help, but also I have always said, like, I mean, of course, you will always be a bit like your dad or your mom, you know, and it's natural.
Mm.
But I said, I just want to be me. I just want to live my life the way I want. And I never really saw an example of how I wanted to live my life.
Do you think, like, it's very interesting, by the way, because we can easily say 90% of kids have role models, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or posters or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you think it was because maybe your parents built so much confidence in your own identity, you didn't need to fill it with somebody?
Probably. I mean, if you're not confident yourself as well, you search for something to comfort you, right?
Hmm.
But yeah, no, for me, never needed that, never wanted it. For me, the only posters I had in my room were of landscapes and flags of all the countries, stuff like that.
Okay.
I just wanted to know the world. Wherever.
And now you travel a lot.
Now we are traveling a lot to the countries.
Yeah, now maybe you don't want to travel as much.
Preferably not, but I mean, it's part of Formula One.
Mm. Okay, we'll go to the last part of this. What do you hate about Max?
Getting recognized.
Really?
Yeah. How I would like to be anonymous, just do your thing.
But is it really like, okay, in Dubai or I think in Abu Dhabi, you'll be fine? But in certain countries, I'm sure you can't go to the supermarket.
I mean, I can go to the supermarket, but there will always be people like, they recognize you, so it's already a little bit less comfortable.
Yeah.
Luckily in Monaco, it's a lot less, so I can more or less do my own thing. Just mostly I get stopped by just Dutch tourists coming around.
Okay.
I would like to just go to my family, you know, and walk through the streets and not get recognized and actually just have a nice time with them instead of saying to them, yeah, sorry, you know, I cannot join you to the city because it's just not nice. Like, people make pictures. So that is the only thing at the moment I would hate about Max.
What do you love about Max?
Being a Formula One driver is my dream. And I can't complain about my life in general, you know. So I think, I've been very lucky that I could make from my hobby my profession as well, you know. So
yes,
not many people can say that. And I'm really enjoying it. I'm still very young. I hope I can do it for many more years. And after that also, I would like to, you know, on a normal level, not competition based, just enjoy driving.
Mm. Best moment so far in your life?
Oh, I don't.
It usually will jump in your head.
Best moment. There are a lot. I don't think I can pick one.
Nothing?
It depends also in what.
Anything you want to answer.
In racing, I think, the first, actually for me, what was a really good moment was when I won the world championship in go-karting the first time. That was
nice.
An emotional moment. It was always my dream. And I think three times I think I finished second.
Mm.
So that was not great. And then in my final year before I got to cars, we won it. And I say we because my dad was making my engines and was doing the setup. So he was my mechanic. And to be able to achieve something like that against the factories who are building the engines and then my dad actually making them better, it was an amazing feeling because you're doing it all together as a family, right? And that was a great day. I was really happy. And I think then afterwards, also in F1, my first victory, because you get into F1, that's one goal, you know, achieved. But then you also want to be on the podium again and you want to win. But not everyone ends up back on the podium or wins. You can also get into F1 and you will never win again, right?
Correct.
So to have had that first victory, that was a big relief in a way.
Hmm.
Just like, okay, that's done now. That was a very important one to have had, and now next goal is of course the championship.
Worst moment in your life?
Worst moment. I don't know. I probably, you know, bad races and stuff.
That's a very generic answer.
I think Monaco often hasn't been that good to me for racing.
Okay.
So in terms of results, anything else? I don't know. I guess the other stuff is a little bit more private.
Personal.
Yeah, it's more personal.
Okay. Any regrets?
No, actually not. Because even with mistakes made, I think at the end of the day, they make you better or you learn from it. And, you know, I think you need it as well. Mm. You need to make mistakes. So actually, no real regrets.
I read something cool. It said either you win or you learn.
It's true.
It's cool, right?
Yeah. I mean, you lose, but you learn.
Okay.
So you can call it learning instead of losing.
I agree. Last two. We all, as human beings, have this need to be recognized in life or seen by the people we care about or not. It's like a child telling you to look at him while he does a somersault or the drawing, right? What makes you, as Max, feel valuable in this life or seen or recognized?
Okay. I mean, probably, when you have good results and your friends are like, you know, well done and they're happy for you, I guess that's the thing. When people are happy for you, I think that that's always nice to hear.
Last one. Max in one word.
Chilled.
Okay. Thank you for this. Appreciate it, man.
Good
luck, yeah?
Thank you.